Mr. Monk Goes to Hawaii, a novel by Lee Goldberg, based on the television series created by Andy Breckman. Narrated by Laura Hicks.
Chapter 1. Mr. Monk and the Perfect Murder. Here's the thing about brilliant detectives. They're all nuts. Take Nero Wolfe, for instance. He was this incredibly fat detective who wouldn't leave his New York brownstone. He stayed inside the house tending his orchids, drinking 5 quarts of beer a day, and devouring gourmet meals prepared by his live-in chef. So he hired Archie Goodwin to screen clients, run investigative errands, chase down clues, and drag people back to the brownstone to be rudely interrogated. Archie was an ex-cop or an ex-soldier or something like that, so he was well-suited for the job. Then there's Sherlock Holmes, an eccentric, wound-up cocaine addict who played his violin all night and conducted chemical experiments in his living room. He probably would have been committed if it weren't for Dr. Watson. The doctor retired from the army with a war injury, rented a room from Holmes, and ended up being the detective's assistant and official chronicler. His medical degree and experience serving in the war gave Watson the skills and temperament he needed to deal with Holmes. At least I didn't live with Adrian Monk, another brilliant detective, the way Archie and Dr. Watson did with their employers, but I'd still argue that the job was a lot harder for me than it was for them. For one thing, I didn't have any of their qualifications. My name is Natalie Teeger. I've had a lot of odd jobs, but I'm not an ex-FBI agent or a promising criminology student or an aspiring paramedic, one of which I'd be...